This is Seven Symphonies Chords from Swallows of the South, and you're listening to Redemption, a member of the RPG Academy Network.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
Asking to Trandoshan.
Kendall Jung as the Twi'lek former Padawan, Karel.
We're very open-minded like that.
Michael Walschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
I don't want to lay gender norms on a droid.
And Nathan Robinson as the Nautilin gunner, Ko.
I think that was a hanging participle. It's a thing. Like an Oxford comma kind of thing.
Episode 302, Making It Rain. On board Junk Fort Station, Karel and Tazi have found a noodle dish they love, and people are showering the crew with money thanks to the discovery of A1's shady past as an enforcer droid. Everything seems to be going well, but word of the return of the sector's most infamous droid has also made it to unfriendly ears in the underworld.
Repeat that, please.
Right. A1 used to be a lieutenant for Marlow the Hutt on this planet. Did the protection stuff, did a lot of extortion, and I'm pretty sure killed a lot of people.
Is he still there?
There's the sound of what might be a spoon dropping on the end of the Tazi's end of the comm.
Tazi, close your mouth.
We're...
Leave the building.
Slowly. Well, we're going to head back to the ship so Karel can get some fresh clothes.
Correct, yeah.
Calm us when you're on your way.
We will do.
We're on our way.
Also true.
We'll meet you there.
Hanging up now.
So we gotta go.
Well, yeah, it's gonna stain.
No, we have to leave now.
I mean, it didn't taste all that greasy, okay, but so the grease will definitely
set. Hold on, don't worry about the grease. What? Listen to me for a second. Long story short, A1 was an enforcer droid for the Hutt Lord that rules this system, and we gotta go.
Krell, like, just kind of stares at you for a minute. And then
Tazi puts like a handful of credits on the table.
Puts a handful of credits on the table, and in unison, we leave.
Okay, so everybody's heading back to the ship.
Yeah,
I say we cut away to everybody kind of meeting back up at platform 13 where you guys landed.
Yep, platform 13.
A1, we made 5,000.
Yeah,
over 5,000 credits.
Yep,
people just gave us money.
That's true.
I'm gonna say Karel's actually inside at the beginning of this changing.
Yeah, Tazi's standing up by the plank.
It's easy money.
So how did you make 5,000 credits?
Extortion, mostly.
No. The Gamorrean just sat on the table and walked away.
Okay, that one actually is true. So technically speaking...
Hold on. First, so you guys were supposed to go get some parts, right?
We needed money
looking for
that.
Cheap parts.
We needed money for that, though. We were pretty much broke, buddy.
No, I know that. I know I forked out the last of my personal credits for our meal, so
right.
I know that.
Right.
So you went to go gamble for money?
No. We went to get legitimate money by working.
Yes.
At a gambling establishment.
Right, yep.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, so continue.
So we proceeded to work for our money. We proceeded to lose money, not by gambling. Anyway, enough of that. So we were gambling money, and A1 was losing terribly. I don't understand that, by the way.
I knew that he was cheating.
I assumed so. And then... we proceeded to almost lose our shirts, really. A1 made a 6,000 credit bet and lost it.
6,000 money you didn't have.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. Continue. Just making sure I was on board.
After we did that, then we proceeded to be threatened by a Trandoshan.
Yeah.
And a Grimoran. However, I came up with the idea of saying A1's name, said A1's name, Grimoran dropped 5,000 credits on the table and ran away, and then the Trandoshan didn't react the same way. I believe hit a panic button, and then I pulled a gun on him.
Me too.
Yep, he did too. And he left, and then the Grimoran, he was freaking out to the bartender. Bartender brought 4 combat droids and asked us to leave fairly nicely, given the fact that he had 4 combat droids on us.
Technically, he never asked
us
to leave.
But I think that was a hanging participle. It's a thing. Like an Oxford comma kind of thing. Anyway, so he asked us to leave. We left. We then proceeded to ask a random person on the street about A1. He threw credits on the ground. So then he ran into a Wookiee and a Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Curl walks down the ramp at this point.
And when the Wookiee and the Doug look at us, they sort of like, oh, we could take them. So they came up to me, and they were like, oh, girl. And I was all like, hey, calm down. This is A1. I didn't say that. I said, do you know anyone by the name of A1? The Wookiee growled at me and threw money at me and walked away. By walk, I mean ran. And the Doug tried to run away, but I grabbed him, and I hung him upside down by the feet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I said, answer my question. So he answered the question, and that's where we learned that A1, apparently, was at one point in time some kind of, like...
Enforcer droid
for Enforcer Marlo? Droid, yeah, for the Marlo the Hutt. And then I let him go, and then he dropped money and ran away as well.
Okay. I'd like to start off by saying, Kale, good job. You didn't punch him in the face.
It was a...
You are growing as a person.
And nobody's dead. You didn't kill anybody.
No, we didn't actually kill anyone this time. No, yeah.
Nobody, you didn't injure anybody.
Part of the story, but it sounded very peaceful.
It was pretty peaceful.
A little shaky, but you know.
There was a gun pulled.
There was guns and alarms and combat droids, but no one got shot.
Oh. Okay.
We walked out, yeah.
Six guns.
Total, yeah.
Yeah.
Six
guns. So, I mean, that's progress, so congratulations.
And a dog.
But nonetheless... I had an idea.
Where's the parts for the ship, though?
We gotta buy those.
But we have money now.
We do.
But
long story short, they made money gambling, but they didn't win. They just got the money given to them by people who were scared of A1.
Really? Given to you?
Apparently, the Gamorrean just put money on the table and walked away.
Watch. A1 rolls up to a random person. Hey, you.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm R3A1.
Oh, God!
Throws money, runs away.
What?
That's what I was saying. We should do this more.
So, I'm going to go back to the original question I asked you when we landed here. Why did you pick this planet? You've been here before, obviously.
I guess so.
We had this conversation. I don't actually think A1 remembers why he was here.
Like a previous wipe?
Pre-wipe, yeah. Previous wipe.
If you remember, when we did his original diagnostic, he had been wiped 2 weeks prior. Apart from the section that had, you know, Kratosk's hard drive.
Kratos could upload whatever he wanted to me.
Right. So.
So I had some stuff, but not all.
Right.
And I don't. Okay. Don't
so I guess I can't blame you for that, but really, it's not your fault.
But I'm thinking if we just hey, you. Do you know R3A1?
Just stop accosting people.
I'm just saying this could make us a lot of money.
Yeah.
No. What you're doing. Not even playing unfair. What you're doing is letting everybody know that R3A1 is here.
There's a random guy behind you that screams and throws money at you.
Okay, let's use his alias.
A1 pops his dome open and just kind of starts collecting it.
Let's use his alias. Steve Wolf.
Stephen Wolf, yeah. Yes.
What?
His alias is Stephen Wolf. I don't know. He wanted it.
I
didn't want to be rude to the little guy. It's weird, but it's Stephen Wolf.
You don't look like a Stephen.
I thought he looked like a Steve.
Better suggestion.
No, I like Stephen Wolf. It works.
You can call him Mr. Wolf.
Right, that's a good one, yeah. Mr. Wolf. Sounds mysterious, you know?
But it sounds very ominous, actually. But getting back to the point, you cannot extort money out of people through fear.
What do you mean? R3A1?
A1 tries to move his dome underneath to catch it.
Get out of here! Get out! Run! Quick!
Okay, do we have enough money to get the parts? Because I have this bad feeling we're about to get killed.
I don't think killed. Probably ran off the planet.
So I just want to be stationed.
Again, another planet. Let's get the parts at least we need.
So wait. So is Marlo still the Hutt Lord in the area?
Yes.
Yeah, we looked it up.
That is accurate.
So it's fair to assume that somebody's probably contacted Marlo already.
Probably. I mean, knowing how these things work, yeah.
Or his lieutenant, yeah.
Who's his lieutenant?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's not stick around and find out. How about we get the parts we need and leave?
We could go get parts, but then it'll take a while to fix the ship. Unless we hire.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Why don't you and I get parts while they hide?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the parts.
I'm going to wear a disguise.
We're going to paint A1 blue and white and silver.
No.
That's a stupid color for a droid.
Who would ever put that color being white and blue?
Maybe orange and white.
Hmm. That's also orange and white. Color.
Oh, do you have a spare dome?
You're getting a paint job.
No.
We tint his dome. Nobody'd recognize him then.
Tint the dome?
Just change the
color. We tint the dome.
Just change the color on your dome. Just change the color on your dome.
Inside and it turns red.
Ta-da! Color changing A1!
Well, no, it's still translucent.
Yeah, that's the thing. That stands out.
A1, you should probably stay on the ship for now until we can work out what actually is happening.
So, no, we're going to use this to our advantage briefly.
Yeah.
We've already used it for our advantage a little bit. We're going to do a little more.
Discount
on. I like where you're going.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Cheap parts.
Discount parts, discount repairs. We can get a crew cheap if we use your name.
I bet.
And then we can
really
get off
planet. Do you really want to trust people who are scared to work on our ship?
It's hard. It's too late. They're already...
We tell them the quickest way for me to leave is if they help us fix the ship.
I still like that, yeah.
I don't know. I'm playing up.
They've already used the name. People already know R3A1 is back around. So if we can use that to our advantage to get off planet quicker, it helps us. And at the end of the day, these people are still getting paid, and R3A1, what they consider somebody to be apparently this great scary thing, enforcer thing, gets off planet or off station.
Why don't you and I just go get the parts, and then we just? I'm on board with this to a point, but I hate using fear to get our way.
Well, we can't leave R3A1 on the ship. Is that going to happen every time I say his name?
Yeah, probably. Watch A1.
Steve. We leave Steve on the ship.
I'm not a fan of Steve. I gotta
Steven
say.
Steven Wolf.
Mr. Wolf? I'm uncomfortable calling him Mr. Wolf.
I'm uncomfortable calling him Mr.
Yeah, that too.
What, you
I don't want to lay gender norms on a droid. It's
you
really
just
his.
Call him Wolf? That sounds.
I mean, or you can call him A1.
You stop doing that!
How about R3B1?
I don't know. A1 has a better ring to it.
I gotta say, this is a really good way to make credits.
I'm just saying, listen, Tozzi.
I'm up for it.
I'm not necessarily... I don't like this, per se, but I do like the fact that we're getting credits for this.
But, I mean, it's not like we actively sought this out, though, Tozzi.
A1, give me 1,000 credits.
You gotta stop saying his name.
You know, if you...
Droid that travels with us.
If you just stand here long enough and you keep asking that, you'll have it.
All right. How about we just call him R3 for right now?
It didn't seem to do anything, so R3.
Yeah.
That seems so weird.
It's weird, but we just... No, it's just let it go.
You won money. Give me some credits, so and we'll go get parts.
We give it to Tazi.
Tazi, give me some money then, so I can go get some parts.
R3?
He said he gave it to you!
Literally, KO bends down and, like, draws up, like, that's actually, like, $9.92. Yeah.
All right. Fine, I will go get some parts, and she literally just marches off.
Are we going with her?
No,
I think I'm gonna go with her. I'm gonna go with her.
She won't get the discount if we don't go.
That's true. Let's follow her.
We do have to go.
Yep, here we go.
You get there. Horde is not a cheap part store. She lied. This is a not a high end part store, but it's a nice one. And Krell, you walk in first.
Hello, my friend. What can I do for you
good
today?
Good afternoon. I need some parts for a ZH-25 Questor. Mostly hull plating, but I need a sensor dish if you have one. Ours kind of got scraped up.
I'm sure I can. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Yes, we haven't been here before. You've come highly recommended.
Oh, excellent. Well, let's see what we have in stock.
And he takes you back, and he's got the sensor that you need. He's got the hull plating.
We get this big grav cart going, and you know, like we're at Stellar Depot.
The sensor disc I have is probably a bit newer than your ship has, but I believe it would work.
Oh yeah, I can make that work. That's not a problem. What's the total
for all this? 3,000.
3,000. Okay. And she kind of looks at the pile of credits. I mean, that's good, but the hull plating don't actually match the color. So I was thinking more along the lines of 1,000.
Oh, so if this hull plating does not match your current ship, I would have to sell you more hull plating so it will all match. Ding, ding. That is a brilliant idea.
Unfortunately, that is outside of our current... hi,
Corral,
guys.
Hey.
Hey. It's okay. I got it. The parts are here. We're just negotiating
hey,
right now.
Hey, Corral, I just wanted to let you know, Mr. A1 really wanted to make sure that... he wanted to make sure that you were getting the right deal.
Yeah, I know what parts to get. Thanks to you for that.
At the mention of Mr. A1, the door sensor on the... Every patron in there just cleared out.
So, I was thinking...
Unfortunately, you have cost me business today.
I didn't do anything.
He's pointing right at Tazi.
I don't know who these people are.
Not that I cost you business.
What's your deception?
Yellow and three greens.
It is obvious that you know each other because he addressed you.
That's because I have my name on the back of my jumpsuit.
As I was saying...
No, it's fine. Just how did we cost you money? I don't understand.
You mentioned...
And he points right over to A1.
You mentioned his name.
The guys that left weren't in line to buy anything, right? They were just looking around, so there's no guaranteed sale. So we didn't cost you any money.
He smiles.
I cost you maybe some people looking at your equipment.
He smiles.
Few people leave my shop without purchasing anything, so therefore 3,000.
Well, then guess what? Now you have 4 more people leaving without purchasing anything. And Carl walks out.
Very well. Good luck finding a sense dish.
That's fine. Ours still works. It's just scratched up. You talked yourself out of a deal, buddy. Ding, ding. Carl gets out in the street and finds a passerby. Excuse me.
Yes?
Where's the nearest ship parts store that isn't Ord?
3 blocks to the west.
Thank you. She starts walking that way.
You seem more than okay with this whole thing when, you know, it was going to work for us and you just got to tell that guy off. And now we didn't get a discount price and we don't get good parts. We got to go to another store.
Yeah, he made me angry.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm just...
Now, of course,
making a point. You seem uncomfortable with this.
You guys walked in while I was trying to negotiate. Thanks a lot for screwing that up. But
next time, we'll wait outside. We'll wait outside.
I think you did it on purpose, which is why I'm not angry about it.
You sound angry.
I'm irritated. I don't like this whole idea of just taking advantage of A1's name. Ah! Steve's name. I just would like to get off this planet before something bad happens.
Then we cut back into the store because KO and A1 didn't leave.
Where were we?
Oh, we were talking about getting a deal for these parts for the ship.
Okay, I'm a businessman, so let's discuss.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I'm mostly a beta. I try to do business when I can, for sure.
Understandable.
So what was the price you were given to our compatriot?
Originally, it was 3,000.
All right.
It is obvious that your friend has never been to a spaceport like this.
I don't think it's her regular places to go, no.
She needs to understand the art of negotiating.
Right. What did she come back to you with?
1,000.
All right. Well, we could do one of two things. We could play a game where I say 1,500 and both of your legs, or we could do 1,200 and none of your legs.
So you're going to make a coercion check then?
Is there not a...
I don't think you're really... I mean, you're kind of negotiating, kind of not.
No, it's pure coercion.
That's not negotiating.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't break his knees for real.
I could say coercion or deception. He's good at this, so red and 2 purple. I mean, you could flip one of these over.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, and throw in a blue die, because he does know...
A1
is standing right there.
Wow.
5 successes and 1 threat.
Okay. I see your threats, mostly, you're just a little uncomfortable with.
I feel dirty.
Yeah. He looks at you, and he's trying to look composed, but you obviously have rattled him a little bit. Or a lot. He looks at you.
I understand your feelings and your negotiation techniques, and I do respect them.
Of course.
But you do have to understand that I have to make money.
Oh, I could see that, yeah.
Is there anything else you would like for the ship to sweeten the deal?
Well, I don't know. All right. So if I asked for something else in that, what are we talking about prices here? We're working with a little bit limited funds at the moment.
Well, the last time I saw one of those older model ships that you are flying around in...
Don't be mean to the Randon Sunset.
I believe perhaps you could use more weaponry?
Oh, Ron, interesting. Weapons, you say? Like a bigger cannon, maybe?
Yes.
How much would that be talking? It's to stay in the 2,500 range.
I'm sure for the parts you have now and an upgraded weapon, I'm sure an additional 2,500 would make a good deal.
So, 2,500 total. Deal.
No.
gosh, you drive such a hard bargain. How about we go with 5,000, bottom line, you resupply the ship, give us what we need for repairs, and that beautiful extra little gun. We'll go 5,000 credits, and I also won't touch the place.
Very well, but you will need to do all the installation work yourself.
All right. I do understand that I am low-cutting you. I do apologize for that. But like I said, working a little bit low to mid-funds, and I do appreciate you helping out myself and Mr. A1 out.
Thank you very much. I will have the parts delivered to your ship. What platform should I have these sent to?
You can deliver it to the intersection of 12 and 13. I will make sure I'll call ahead to the Port Authority and make sure you have it set there for me.
Okay. Thank you for your business, sir.
We exit.
Tazi, I don't know if I trust this. Ran down parts? Gently used parts for the discerning shipfitter?
It sounds a little bit shit. I mean, I'm sure it's fine, but... Oh, wait. Oh. Hey guys.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
This place is... It's not as nice as the last place.
No, it's not as nice as Ord's, but...
It's a little run down.
It's kind of put on some...
Sorry.
Okay, if you guys wait here, I'll just go get us a deal on the parts. I'm just going to get the plating. So we'll be fine.
We don't need 2 sets of plating.
Well, we need plates. There's holes in the hull.
Right.
Oh, you guys got a deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, they got a deal.
Yeah, we left them alone, didn't we?
You did. Yeah, we both walked out.
And you did.
Left them in there.
Yep.
We got a good deal.
But apparently successful, so congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
There's a very slow-moving, like, speeder truck that floats by at the time, and Carl just leans her head against it and just...
I mean walking away and not paying attention to where me and A1 are?
I thought she meant hitting her head on a moving thing.
No.
Hurt.
Somebody on the speeder that you were banging your head on just threw a handful of credits off as the speeder was driving away.
Back to the ship.
Yeah, we can go back to the ship.
Why don't they just go back to the ship?
So that you'll be happy to know that we got an upgrade in our gun. All of the metal that all of the plates that we needed, sensory dish, and I think a couple other things too.
The plating.
Plating. New gun.
Well,
ship the essential array.
New gun. Can the ship handle a new gun?
Oh boy, can that ship handle a new gun?
Well, no, I'm just asking because we're already pushing power as it is.
No, we're not.
We'll be all right.
Okay.
I think
I'm not the engineer, so
I think I can make it so we could put it side by side to the current one, and you could have 2.
I like where this kid's at.
What kid?
You. It's a phrase. It's an enduring statement.
Is there a Oxford comma in this?
No. Just move on.
Okay. KO, you notice the crowd's getting a little thinner and a little quieter, and people are moving off the streets.
I, unbeknownst to my teammates, begin to kind of herd them into a tighter group and more to the edge. It's very, very natural movement for KO. It's not like he's not like shoving you guys around, but he is kind of like being where he needs to be to get everybody closer together. And then he just seems to be kind of walking. You will notice inevitably that he's walking all of us to the edge of the side of the street, kind of closer to the alleyways, but enough space that nobody's jumping in on us. Very much like his brain is going into war moves.
So from between a couple buildings near our abandoned noodle restaurant, the Gamorrean from the gambling establishment earlier runs out from between the two buildings into the street, notices that there's almost nobody nearby, stops and turns to look down the street to see the group of us headed that way. And the Gamorrean stops and...
That's them! There!
And then from both sides of the street, a motley crew of figures comes out on either side, kind of in front of the Gamorrean, and you see over this group the Gamorrean then bolts down the street and down a side alley.
Ewan turns his dome and looks behind you guys. I guess that's us.
Yeah, that's he meant us, yeah.
Kark.
I take it you know that Gamorrean.
He was the one that paid for our endeavors?
So we'll have to thank him later.
Oh yeah, no, I'm going to totally shoot him.
Thank him.
Yeah, thank him. So Seb.
Yeah, thank him.
Thank you, shot.
Yeah, thank him real hard.
Right, as hard as I possibly can.
Do any of these guys look like a leader type?
3 Rodians step out, and there's a large Rodian in the middle who kind of smiles. And then there's a few other groups that you can see off to the sides that are waiting to come out of the alleys.
Can we help you, gentlemen?
You're trying to portray a role that you don't do anymore.
No, just here getting some parts.
Boss is not pleased.
Which boss?
Denth.
Who?
Denth runs this.
How'd he get so high?
That's funny.
Look.
But you know this guy?
If it's the same Constantine, I don't know.
Denth is his first name.
Nope, nope, don't know that one.
Denth Mantell.
Mm-mm. Nope, not ringing a bell.
Look, I'm sure this is a misunderstanding. We're going to our ship. We're going to leave in a day or two. Why don't you guys just go home, have a good dinner, get a drink, and we'll forget all about this.
No.
Yeah, drinks are on R3A1.
No.
Yeah, you can take all that and get some drinks.
You have an option.
Okay, well, quit picking that up.
What? It's right here. Might as well pick it up.
You can walk to go talk to Denth, or we can drag you.
I'm just going to say this, if you don't mind me saying so. When you say Denth's name, no one throws money on the street. Kind of means we have the advantage.
It's because he's smart. He runs this intelligently, with respect, not fear.
I don't know. I like when I say a name, I get showered with money.
And one display in the past that keeps people afraid isn't equal to what Denth has done since then.
So, like, when I say Denth, I notice that the little people we have here don't really do anything. But if I say, like, say, I don't know, A1, you see how those guys cleared out and now we've got credits?
Look, Mr. Rodian person, we're not here to muscle in on anyone's territory or anything like that. If Mr. Denth, or what is his last name? Denth is his first name?
Yes, Mantell.
Mantell. Right. If Mr. Mantell would like to...
Do we know it's a he?
I think he said he. Didn't you say he?
Yes.
See,
yeah, he said he. We didn't...
We're very open-minded like that. Denth would like to talk to us? I'd be happy to go and talk to him.
You said the other option was dragging us there. Just curious, how would you go about dragging us... hypothetically, if you were dead. I mean, it's just a thought process of mine.
I won't be dead.
Okay, that's a big assumption.
I would like to point out to you, I am not attempting to intimidate you in any manner. I would like to, though, however, point out that I know this man, and yeah, unfortunately, you probably would be dead if you attacked us. Therefore, I'm attempting to resolve this peacefully. Where is your Dent person?
I can take you to Dent.
All right, let's go see Denth.
I'm going to start walking, buddy.
Follow away.
He starts walking. The other two
I follow.
Step off to the side and they let you go.
Yeah, we follow.
Okay. You also notice as you're going, there are 9 other people that were in the alleys that start following. So there's a total of 12. And they take you to a nice little warehouse in the back, kind of more towards the middle of the station.
This is actually nicer than Kradosk's.
Yeah, no, they were bounty hunters, though. This is probably a little bit different.
This is probably a little... They move more product through here.
They hire people to do that, yeah.
And he leads you inside, and you are led through a warehouse and up into an office. Sitting behind a nice big desk is a gentleman that's more cyborg and has more robotics on him than there is flesh that you can see. It's a gank.
It's a legs, isn't it?
It's not legs.
It's not. He's got a similar kind of face mask respirator combination on. And he's got several data pads in front of him on the desk, and he just looks up.
I'm glad that you chose to come here peacefully.
You must be Denth.
I am.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Usually it's easier to not shoot things in a street. It's not fun. It's a lot of cleanup. I don't like making people see things that are not nice.
Well, you probably could have just had somebody meet us at the ship.
Also true, yeah.
We do have comms, too. You could have called.
Could have just called. Just let us know.
You know, the personal touch, I understand. So hey, what can we do for you?
It's to make us a little bit afraid, you know.
It didn't really work, but how can we help you?
I would appreciate that you stop intimidating people in town.
I have not intimidated a single person.
Well, I might have intimidated one person.
Okay, are you going to stop doing that?
Well, yeah, sure. I'm done now.
Okay, is that it?
I would appreciate it if you just... calmly get on your ship and leave.
Can we make repairs on our ship first? Like, that does require us to be able to leave.
Yeah.
That would be acceptable. But I would ask that you stop using your droid's reputation to your advantage.
All right. Now, see, that is a different thing altogether. Intimidating people, I might have did that once. Using A1's name.
The guy standing next to just out of like force of habit, just like he is literally standing next to like the guy that leads his organization, but the mention of A1's name, he still like throws a credit on the ground. Like he does it, and then all of a sudden he realizes he threw the credit and looks over at Drenth like, oh my god.
So sorry, force of habit.
He looks at
that's.
I would point out that that's kind of what's happening. It's more of an accidental thing.
Yeah.
It's like an aura.
Well, no, hold on. No, so no, we are actively taking advantage of the fact that the mention of our friend's name tends to cause people to throw credits on the ground. We have taken advantage of that. I will freely admit that. We got a pretty good deal on parts because of it, I'm fairly sure.
Yeah.
We made a little bit of money at a gambling establishment because of it, if the stories are right. But at the end of the day, we are not planning to stick around here. We're not. This is literally a temporary situation.
Yes. As soon as we fix our ship, we're leaving. We had no idea that you were actually even in charge here. Sorry to say that. Or even who our droid friend was historically. So.
That's good. While you're here, I will ask one other thing. Why don't you have your droid and yourselves go around and explain to people that his reputation is inflated?
Oh, see, that's...
It was one incident with one Trandoshan losing its skin in public. It's nothing that hasn't happened before.
I have a better idea. I'm gonna counter your request.
Right.
How about this? We go around and make sure people that understand that A1...
Two people in the room kind of like twitch, but don't throw anything.
A1 is... Let's just say he's a legend right now, right? He's a legend. That's why we're getting all this money. What if A1 works for you? That way, you don't have to rule through fear. But if people get out of line, you still have that card to play because people have seen him on the station.
And now he's met with you.
That is acceptable. But these people pay me for protection.
And they'll pay more if they think A1 is part of your protection.
That is true. I like your thinking. But... I would prefer that they don't throw you credits for his name, but they throw him to me.
We'll just stop using his name.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
We've changed his name to Steve.
Steven Wolf.
Steven.
We never agreed on Steve.
I like Steve.
It works.
I'm not a fan. Just saying.
Can I get a number of how many people are in this warehouse?
18.
Perfect.
Also, while we're here, I understand that you work for Marlo.
If you could see under the mask, he smiles.
We could use maybe, I don't know, some work. I don't know if you've got any paying gigs right now. Nothing illicit. I mean, we're a straight cargo ship, but I'm not opposed to taking credits from Marlo for actually doing honest work.
It's possible. I'll have to check.
And this whole thing started because we were kind of broke, and it just so happened that people threw credits on the ground when we would say our droid friend's name. So if we can make credits another way...
Perhaps. I will send information to your ship if I find something.
Great. And remember, that is the...
Randon Sunset.
The Randon Sunset.
We'll be about 3 days doing repairs.
We'll be... And you know what platform we're on. I'm sure you already do, so...
Well, he ambushed us outside of it,
well,
so yes.
Well, we weren't really outside of it, though. We were still on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I flip one of these over. He looks at you and says...
Yes, I'm aware that the Crowlet's Fang is on platform 13.
Very good. Okay, so I can drop the pretense.
May I inquire as to what happened to Kantor? After all, he is the one that took your droid friend from Marlo.
Let's simply say that Kantor's paid his debt to the galaxy as a whole, and now he has a couple of holes that can't be filled in his head.
He's not being metaphorical.
Yeah, if I need to spell this out, Kantor's dead.
I understand.
And the Crowlet's Fang was actually my family's ship. Kantor stole. There's a whole long story here. I'm not going to bore you with it. But at the end of the day,
thank you.
The Crowlet's Fang belongs to my family and myself and my crewmates here.
Very well. That would explain his disappearance and why I had to find somebody to replace him.
Who's replaced him?
Are you into slaving?
I am not.
Do you hire people to do slaving?
I hire people to run smuggling runs.
Did that include smuggling humans for slavery? Or creatures in general?
That's more Jabba's realm than Marlo's.
Right.
That's good to know.
But it does explain his disappearance.
I
can't say that we turned down a whole lot of work, but, I mean, we are not in the business of transporting slaves in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Or doing business with anybody that does.
Right, no, we don't like slavers.
I'm fine with if you have a cargo load of slaves you need taken somewhere.
Both Kao and Tazi do the slow turn to look at Corel.
What was your deception again?
yellow and three greens.
He looks at you after you say that you're you're willing to take slaves, and again, he's got a mask on so you can't see it, but his eyes kind of light up a little bit.
I know you don't, and I know you wouldn't.
But when he does it, he absentmindedly reaches down and puts his hand on a data pad, and you see him push a button and it clears the screen.
Very well. If I have any information or a job, I will send it to you.
So Curl sees him do that. Obviously, there was something on there, like a slave manifest, something obvious.
Something he didn't want you to see.
Okay.
I mean,
what was that?
I'm sorry, what?
On that data pad.
Shipping route.
Uh-huh. Shipping of what?
Cargo.
I told you we're all about slaving.
And as I said, if I have anything that I think you will fit for, we will send a representative to tell you what
it
is.
And I'm pretty sure neither of us believe the other. So, I'm going to ask you nicely. If that is about slaving, admit it and hand it over. And this doesn't have to get any further.
Yeah, what she says.
If you could just show me, and it has nothing to do with slaving, I will apologize. And I will take Steve around to apologize to a few stores in your name.
There you go. Look at that. Isn't that a nice deal to show the nice lady what was on the pad?
I don't believe my boss would appreciate his information being shown to people not in the organization.
I don't believe you are as anti-slavery as you seem. I am asking you nicely to prove that.
You did say that slaving was really more Jabba's thing and not Marco's thing.
Marlo.
He looks right at Tazi.
Yes, that is correct.
I guess then we have nothing to see here. We'll just ask Marlo if you're trading slaves.
If you would like to question him, feel free.
That'd be wonderful. Where is Marlo?
Nal Hutta.
He'd be on the Hutt planet.
Okay. We'll go there then.
That's really far away.
That's fine. We got time.
No, that's fair. We do kind of have time.
And I'll make sure to tell him.
Okay. We'll talk about politics in a minute. Well, so here's my question for you.
So
really
it's
quick.
A good idea. You know, we'll make sure that this man is not overstepping his bounds, and we'll go talk to Marlo about his buddy A1.
We could probably do that. Yeah. No. Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Marlo probably knows who runs, you know, runs this planet. Yeah. And obviously, looking around here, it's not who he thinks it is.
Probably not. No.
Yeah. So,
it would be interesting to see how Marlo would feel if we indicated that it wasn't actually you keeping the peace. It's actually the threat of A1 keeping the peace. It would be very interesting to know that Marlo would probably be at least ingratiated to us finding out that we've killed Kanto for him. I guarantee he had a bounty on his head. If not, he wanted to. It would also be interesting to find out whether or not you actually are dealing with the things that Marlo wants to do with. Because it seems to me that you're not. But, I mean, far be it from me to know any of that stuff. No, simply looking at the data pad would fix that.
Well, Kao, I mean, I'm sure you're not accusing him of actually double-dealing, that he's actually working for Jabba.
No.
I don't think Marlo would understand if that was possible, so he wouldn't do that.
No. Unless you are, and then, well, I mean, that's something different.
He just looks back at you.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
So Curl just reaches out with a force and yanks the data pad to her hand and turns it on.
He just says,
interesting.
What's on the screen?
Or you have to enter a security password.
I throw it back on the table.
Did you think I would just leave it wide open for you to do that with?
I was hoping. It'd be a lot less work involved with what we're doing right now.
It's true.
You're making this difficult. I am not.
Look, do you deal with slaves or not? Please don't lie to me. If you do, we are probably not going to be friends.
I deal with shipping routes.
You did not answer the question.
What is on their ship is up to them.
Ah, do you deal with slavers then?
I would imagine there's a few that have gone through here. Just like there's some that have gone and through your home world, and your home world.
Yeah, but as I mentioned, we are making a choice to not deal with people who engage in the process, in the business of slaving. And if you are working with slavers and indeed assisting them with shipping routes, then you are also working in the business of slaving.
Then you should have nothing to do with the Hutts, ever.
I usually don't.
Or the Zygerians.
The Zygerians are a little bit different.
The Black Sun, or the Pike Syndicate.
Okay, whoa, right.
Or the Separatists.
All the Republics.
Some of the Republic, yes. Yeah, that's correct.
I know. Calm down. Yeah, you kind of a little bit of a cock in cock hole, aren't you?
I have a warehouse full of men.
What is that?
I don't really care about your personal stuff.
I think that's about...
Whatever you do in your spare time. 18
people currently in your warehouse. So I could kill you.
Wait, hang on. Two. Before you do that, do you have another warehouse with 18 more people?
I have several people on.
Right, but I mean nearby.
So far, we're...
Okay, carry on. Right, I think he's saying there's only 18.
Guys, hold on. So this is what's going to happen right now. We're going to go...
That's fine.
Repair our ship.
And leave.
Fair enough. That's what I asked you to do from the beginning.
I don't like you.
Well, I'm not doing this to do you a favor. I'm doing us a favor because we don't need to get wrapped up in whatever you have going on here.
That's exactly what I was asking you to do from the very beginning.
Well, congratulations. You got what you wanted. We're going to leave and get the ship fixed. Good day.
Thank you.
Come on.
And Tazi turns to walk out of the warehouse. He kind of, if there's any guys near the door, like Tazi actually shoulders one of them, like, get out of my way.
Curl turns to leave and then stops and waits for A1 and
KO. A1's right next to KO.
Right, but they haven't left yet. She's learned her lesson.
We exit the building.
She brings up the rear. Yeah.
Let's go back and get I'm sure the parts are going to be there soon. Let's go get these repairs started. We'll get off of this junk hole and keep moving.
That's fine.
A1 just looks over at KO. Well, that was kind of tense.
I know. I just don't like it when people get too big for their britches.
So. Well, like, here's the thing, guys. We're going to have to pick up some work here pretty soon because the credits that you made, we already spent.
Yeah, we did.
And I skinned a Trandoshan.
We're going to talk about that later.
I don't think you know. I don't think he knows.
I don't think it was you. It was previous.
They're actually pretty easy to skin, though. Okay, just keeps walking.
It's a little nerve-wracking on the way back, because A1 says, they are. I think you just start right back at the back of the neck. And
No, A1, nope. We're not going to have this discussion. We're going to get back to the ship. We're going to get the repairs
going.
Just
understand KO knows these things because of his medical training.
Yes, that's exactly how KO knows these things.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, 100%. That's how I know.
Why would they teach that in medical school?
Well, because sometimes you have to take the skin off something to fix it.
Yeah. I mean, I did learn how to do stuff like that in medical school, yeah.
Okay, seems weird.
It's part of learning anatomy, and then
when you put the skin back on,
inevitably, I mean, most traditions,
they're already dead. Yeah,
most of the stuff your skin is usually dead.
Yeah, it's already
in
dead.
Medical school.
Yeah,
it's
like they don't let you, don't let you practice on live things.
No, we don't do that on live things. That'd be weird. Every Trandoshan I've ever had to skin was dead, and part of medical training or something.
Sure,
we get back to the ship.
You get back. Yeah, the parts are there.
Perfect.
I'll start working on the hull.
I'll start working on the gun.
You start working on the hull. Let's do the gun last.
Oh. Do the gun now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but two people working on the hull will be faster.
Fine, whatever.
Kyo, you can hold plates, you know.
Fine, whatever.
I'm going to go check the paperwork in the cockpit.
Yeah, of course you will. I mean, you aren't going to use this holding things.
I don't, yeah. I'm not really an armor plating guy.
That's fine.
You work a welder. Let's get you some big goggles. All right. So everybody spends the next rest of the day fixing the ship.
Yep. It's probably going to take, 8 hours to fix the ship and then another day and a half to mount the cannon.
Then KO's going to sneak out at night.
Say, all right, roll your skullduggery.
What am I doing it against?
Is a red and two purple?
Yep. Two failures and four advantages. I get outside before he realizes I'm gone.
Yeah. Your comm goes off.
Hello?
Where are you going?
Nowhere. I'm inside the pod sleeping.
You're outside the ship.
Oh, cock. Yeah, I'm outside the ship.
Where are you going?
Possibly to the warehouse.
Why?
To make sure that no one follows us.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? I'm sure I'm doing that, yeah.
But there's, like, a lot of them and only one of you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, are you gonna go steal the data pad?
Possibly. Am I also going to erase all the video of us being there? Possibly.
Do you want me just to slice into their computers and do all that?
Can you do it from here?
Well, I mean, I could just go outside the ship so they can't trace it back to the ship if they did, which I don't think they can. Unless they have a slicer who's really, really, really good.
Possibly.
Nah.
This is the hut.
Yeah, nah. I could do it from out there.
From where?
I'll just go up to the Port Authority and plug into their computers and slice it through there.
I suppose we could do that, I guess. He also might have to die.
Who?
The gang.
Why?
Because he saw our faces.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, I know, but he's like the boss, so.
I don't think he cares.
I think he might.
I really don't think he cares.
Are you sure?
As long as we leave, he doesn't care.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You come with me to the Port Authority. You splice in. You see if he's got any messages out to Marlow. Find out if he's talking about us at all.
Okay.
Hi.
He rolls up. So, alright, let's go.
Alright.
We go up to the Port Authority. So he plugs in and you see on the little screen above a bunch of computer stuff go flashing by, which some of it might make sense and some of it might not. You see the password thing comes up. You kind of hear anyone go, silly password. Goes right past it, gets right into the system, and he's, I'm in.
All right. So step one, erase footage of us being there earlier today.
All right. Done.
All right. Step two, check that manifest. See if he's actually dealing in slavery or if he's just trade routing slaver ships, as he claims.
Everything that you see on there is just literally ship routes coming in and that. You do find some that are, they go through known smuggler runs.
Mm.
You do see some that go to Zygeria.
Right.
Planets that are known for slaving, but none of them actually list what's on the ships.
Right. All right. And then now check to see if he's made any messages that may or may not have referenced yourself, myself, Nautilin, or maybe something else, and then to Marlow or anyone extra net-wise.
Okay. But you do see a call that was made earlier in the day back to Nalhutta. So you know he's made contact. Putting two and two together, you know he's at least made a contact to say, hey, one is here, probably asking, what do we want to do?
Right. All right. This is not good, A1. You know that, right?
What's not good?
That calls to Nalhutta. Nalhutta is where the huts are. That's where Marlow is. But we don't know what you used to do for Marlow.
Where am I look?
I suppose.
There's any record in here of it.
A1's scrolling through. And he pulls up a file that's dated roughly a year ago. And he clicks it open, and you see out, kind of in between a couple of warehouses that you recognize that you've seen from the last few days, you see a little stage has been erected. And you see a Trandoshan hung upside down by his feet. And you see an image of A1 roll up and basically makes a speech. And you proceed to watch him and another droid skin the Trandoshan. This episode's Patreon backer is James Nevitt. Hope I said your last name right, James. Not the greatest with him.
Yeah, if we got it wrong, please let us know. You know where we are on Twitter, so send us a tweet, and if we got it wrong, we're really sorry and we'll fix it.
Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing game system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. If you enjoy Redemption, please reach out to us on social media. Our Facebook and Twitter pages can be found at Redemption Pod. And we have our website as well, redemptionpodcast.com. Please look for us on Instagram as well. We recently started an account with Redemption Podcast. Review the show for us on iTunes, Stitcher, or other podcasting applications you may use. This does help people locate the podcast, and it does spread the word for us so more people can hear our thrilling story. If you're enjoying the story that Redemption tells and would like to offer us some support, we do have a Patreon page at patreon.com/redemption. All funds collected from the page are used to help us upgrade our equipment and make sure we're telling the best story we can with the best quality equipment that we can. Thank you very much.